Methyl tertiary butyl ether was added to gasoline to boost octane performance and to make the fuel burn cleaner. The problem is that it's highly soluble in water and can pollute groundwater if an underground gasoline tank springs a leak. Hinesburg Town Administrator Joe Colangelo says officials learned in 2009 that one of the municipal wells was contaminated. He says about 400 people use the well for drinking.
The levels detected are fairly low, I guess you could say, less than 5 parts per billion, where the state has indicated that up to 40 parts per billion are acceptable in drinking water. Nonetheless, we definitely, we do have a contaminated water supply.
The Select Board recently voted to engage a Houston, Texas-based law firm that specializes in MTBE cases. Colangelo says the multi-state lawsuit will not be directed against a local gas station or fuel distributor, but rather is aimed at national companies that he says knew the additive could pollute groundwater.
It's kind of similar to almost like a class action suit against the tobacco companies. It's, that the oil companies were aware, they knew that this MTBE could have been easily contaminating groundwater, but they continued to blend the MTBE in with the gasoline.
Last spring, a jury in New Hampshire ordered ExxonMobil to pay the state $236 million to monitor and remediate groundwater contaminated with the chemical. Vermont hasn't sued the oil companies, but MTBE has affected other public water supplies. Chuck Schwer is a section chief in the Hazardous Sites Cleanup Program with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. He says the additive was banned in Vermont and in many other states in 2007.
So with the removal of it, we don't see many new incidents of MTBE problems, but there certainly are still effects from existing releases of gasoline that had the additive.
Schwer says charcoal filtration can remove the chemical, but the systems are expensive. The state has helped install treatment systems for water supplies where MTBE levels exceeded the health standards using money from the State Petroleum Cleanup Fund. Schwer says MTBE contamination has affected wells in East Clarendon, Heartland, and Killington. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.